Yeah, hello. This is Rabbi Belsky at the Orthodox Union. I was asked to comment on the kashrus of medicines. Is it necessary that a medicine be kosher? Others think perhaps that there's no need for us to examine the ingredients of any medication because it's not a food. And anything that's not fit for human consumption, it's not even fit for animal consumption, is surely something that doesn't have to be kosher. Only things which are food quality need to be kosher. The fact of the matter is that there are many medicines that are food quality. One very major category is that of liquid medicines, cough syrups, or infants and children's medicines, such as Motrin and the various aspirin substitutes, which Tylenol is just one of many different brands of liquid, tasty medicines that are especially formulated so that children would be able to swallow them and enjoy the taste of them. And you find on the bottles of medicines flavors such as bubblegum flavor. I have a bottle in my hand, in fact, right now. And it's used for all kinds of different conditions, flu, colds, coughs. And these medicines have a large amount of glycerin in them, and they have flavors in them, and they're meant to be tasty. They're not nifsul me'achila, they're not unfit for human consumption, not by any means. There are those who always say, well, I've tasted a cough syrup and it left an aftertaste in my mouth. That doesn't take away from the food status of an item. It's edible, it's potable, and there's absolutely no question at all that things of this nature have to be kosher unless there's some life-threatening condition. Now, the amount of glycerin contained in these formulas is quite high, and they're not nullified, bottled by any means at all. The glycerin itself is quite tasty. You could buy a bottle of kosher certified glycerin in any drugstore and see for yourself. You take a little bit of it. It's a sticky, clear substance that tastes very good, and it could be used in cooking and in all kinds of food items. That's why it's sold to the public, not to be used as an ingredient in a medication. The flavors themselves could be made of many, many different components. Quite a few of them are not kosher. There are some flavor components themselves which aren't kosher. There are some that carry the flavor and used as diluents and solvents, and they come along with the flavor. They might be there only in small amounts, but the item that's put into the medicine is what we call avida l'taima. It's there to give it a taste, and it's never bottled, it's never nullified. If one takes an ordinary cough syrup into his mouth, most likely he should say a brocha. He should say a shahakol, because it's a good tasting liquid, and it's not going to harm him. It's definitely not unfit for food use. To the great credit of the OU, there's a line of supervised syrups and liquid medicines manufactured by the Triaminic label from the Novartis company, which has a strict supervision from beginning to end. There are people who unknowingly recommend the over-the-counter cough syrups, which contain, as I said before, a high percentage of glycerin. It's a terrible mistake to do so, especially those who sort of decide questions of halacha off the top of their head and say that, it's a medicine and it's surely no problem at all. And it's better than the others. Everyone takes this and doesn't take that. The fact of the matter is that this line of Triaminic is a very high quality line. And no one ever found anything that could be claimed to be more effective or better. And the entire reasoning is fallacious simply because something that's more effective is not going to save anyone's life by being more effective. Nobody knows what more effective means. The cough will be treated just as effectively, unless a person says that to me it feels more like a medicine. Well, that's nonsense. That's not an excuse for taking something, save something not kosher into one's mouth. You have to be extremely careful, especially with the children's medicine, because in the case of children's medicine, what an adult would take as a pill is taken by a child as a liquid, and it tastes like a food, and the child enjoys it. Adults would enjoy it too if they had to take this. It's impossible to overemphasize this point. For years and years, we've tried so many different channels and methods to make the public aware of this, and they seem to consider it to be less serious than it actually is. Unknowingly, people who've just heard rumors of all medicines are kosher, they announce it from the pulpit, and they speak in an authoritative way. They're not. The medicines are very serious and not to be taken lightly. The non-kosher medicine that's liquid and tasty is just like taking a non-kosher food. There's no difference between the two. There's no heter. There's no leniency in this area. And I'd like to mention just one more group of medical items that should be given special care. When it comes to vitamins could be made from ingredients that are not kosher. They could be made from ingredients that are. Vitamins as pills, and not chewable vitamins, but those that have to be swallowed, but seem at first glance to be considered a non-food item. And therefore, in the case of medical need, they could be taken. It's not accurate to think like that, because there are those in the greatest authorities, and especially Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, but many others, agreed with him and accepted his ruling that a vitamin is generally considered a food additive, not an additive to the food, but a diet enhancer. That means it makes up for the deficiency in the processed foods that we have, which are considered by many to be deficient in the nutrients that are required because of the processing. They're lacking these nutrients. And therefore, the diet is supplemented by swallowing vitamin pills. And swallowing those pills is considered the act of eating. And even if the pill is not tasty, it's still considered as swallowing something that is tasty. This is an issue that can't be trifled with. There are many kosher-certified vitamins being produced by many kosher-certifying agencies, and they're quite effective. They're high quality, these vitamins, and they're available. People who come along and say, well, I like one from a different company because I was told that it's better, that usually is quite inaccurate, to say the least. It's not accurate to say that something is better. As I said before, the vitamins that have the hechsherim would be just as effective, and they should be the ones to be preferred. In general, whenever a cure is made from non-kosher ingredients and could be taken, even if it's not a life-threatening situation, it has to have three conditions that must be met. Number one, it should be non-edible or non-potable. Number two, it should be so that the medicine is a tested, known, effective medicine, and not something that is merely theoretical. You could go into the health store and get some kind of combination of the spleen of pigs and parts of horses and all kinds of different supposedly natural items which are combined, and they sound mystical and they carry a certain aura of effectiveness simply because of their exotic makeup. These medicines are not known to be effective. They're simply theoretical, and they're rumored to have some effect, but even if they're not tasty, one could not taste them. And third, a medicine should not be used, even if it's known to be effective, and even if it's not tasty, if there's a kosher substitute. That seems to be the halacha quite clearly, and one should be careful. But again, when addressing the issue of medicines, one need not investigate the medicine if it's non-edible and not potable. But in the case of liquid medicines, there's absolutely no way around it. Thank you.